way that we took our stand about relationship was based on the relationship that we had with our mom and dad. So we watched our mom and dad relate with each other, and that was a demonstration of what relationship is. And so then we took our stand based on watching them about relationship. So we're going to look at how mom was in relationship with dad first. So write the statement at the top of your page there. The truth about the way my mom related to my dad is. Truth about the way my mom related to my dad is, then say that statement over to yourself, listen to the next thought your mind has, and write that thought down. And then say that statement again to yourself, and listen to the next thought your mind has, and write that thought down. And empty your mind on the paper about how your mom was in relationship with your dad. Okay, going over this list, what do you notice? Okay. Okay. Who else? Regina? Okay.
She was kind of weak and wasn't comfortable in the relationship. A couple things that really stood out was that she wasn't there, I mean, like, in the relationship. She wanted something. You know, just like my father was just kind of like a lump over on the couch, and she ignored him until she wanted something.
Mm-hmm.
And another one was that she just didn't seem to care anything about the relationship after a while at all. And just putting up with each other. Or she was putting up with him.
Okay. A lump.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I'm in this relationship, but he's over there. When it's not letting nobody go, I don't know what I really want to do.
Okay.
Which fits in with your decision about women?
Good. Who else? Michael?
Let him walk all over. You know, he stood up for a second.
Okay. Carolyn?
I almost seem like I'm talking about two different people here this week. From one, the extreme of being a very peacemaker type person. Everyone, something may erupt in the family, always trying to settle everybody down and take care of everybody. But on the other end, too, she did things to, she knew how to push my dad's buttons. Older they get, she's better at it. But, yeah. And to look at a couple of things, it looks kind of scary, but it's almost an opinion I have had about myself at times. Kind of like the old joke, you live long enough to become your mother.
God forbid.
Yes, exactly. But it's interesting looking at this.
Okay. Jane?
She was ignored, she was bullied, she was insulted and degraded, he was an alcoholic. And it went from that to she allowed him to yell and scream at her in the classroom, and then she was angry.
That she didn't protect you?
Okay. Linda?
It seems to be where she was verbally abused and sometimes physically abused. And we stand up for herself for us.
Okay.
Stan, that was my mother was instrumental in developing that for me. And when I realized that it sort of hurt, but. Now I'm looking at my parents' relationship. It depends on when you want to, what time frame you want. When my father was alive, she was very subservient, very much the buffer between the large family, between the father and the children. And seemed weak at the time that she didn't stand up to him and abused, not. Mentally, not physically, mentally abused. But now that he's been dead 16, 17 years, you see how strong she really was. And how much strength it took to be subservient and control this very violent individual and buffer that for all those years.
Mm-hmm. Just breathe. Just let yourself feel it and breathe. Thank you.
So I don't know. I guess it depends on where you want to start writing at. The story will change depending upon the record that you want to pick.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that strongly until I wrote it down.
Mm-hmm. In your relationship, it probably changes.
Yeah.
When in your relationship, it probably changes.
At some point in the relationship. No, with your relationships.
That if it changed for your mom that way, then there's probably a change.
To get in a certain point in your relationship where you feel the woman has changed?
Yeah,
big change.
Something is this, yeah.
Okay.
But was that part of the divorce? That she had changed? She wasn't the person you married?
I guess the most telling line is that, you know, I just told her, you know, I don't know who you are. I have no idea who you are.
Right. That's what we're saying.
And that was the end of it. You know.
Right.
It was a great movie.
Okay.
But it also was your expectation that at some point in the relationship the woman would change. Out of watching your mom.
By watching my mom?
Mm-hmm. And thus comes the, I don't understand them. I don't know. You got me. Unintelligible. No comprehension. Don't get it. Take it one day at a time and pray to God it works out. Because they just make no sense. None. One day they're this way, the next day they're that way. Who the hell knows?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Nobody told you that you were.
Thank you.
Who else? Right.
My mother was very controlling in the relationship. She was basically the one that always got her way. And Dad just kind of complied in order to keep peace. I mean, she was very angry at him for not being what she wanted. And but she always played the role of a good wife. I remember dressing up at the end of the day before Dad came home for dinner and having dinner on the table and, you know, going through what she saw as her role as the perfect wife.
all the while being angry at him for not playing what she could think of his role as the perfect husband.
Okay. Sorry?
She was always in trouble. She made all the decisions. She provided a nice home. She provided goodness. She did everything that a wife should do. But I don't ever remember any affection. I don't ever remember them enjoying one another. I remember as an adult wondering if they really loved one another. Why did they stay together longer than they had to stay together? I have no real recollection of when I was a child. It's almost like I can't go back to any experiences.
Okay.
I remember a lot of things. One of the things she felt like she was above my father class wise. She felt he was a foul mouthed, uncouth heathen. He never went to church. Never. I mean, my mother was like mass every day. Anytime he outwardly tried to show signs of affection, I have vivid memories of that. It was always, stop! You know, the way she always said it, just like, get away from me. And then, she had no respect for him a lot of times. And then, I can relate to what Todd said. She said all I did was eat, sleep, work, and lie on the couch. That's pretty much it. That's my memory of my father. Yeah. Bust the ball again.
Okay. Anybody else?
My mom was loving and caring. My parents, even if you went out to the grocery store, you got pissed. And, you know, have a safe trip and hurry back. And they were always that way with each other. And then with all of us as well. But I also have to preface, and to me it was just normal growing up, but my dad was a quadriplegic with polio. And so my mother took care of him completely on every level. I mean, from dressing him, bathing him, and they were still like so lovey-dovey. And my father was still the head of the household. It was never wait till your mother gets home or that mom would make the decision, because she was the one, she's a nurse, and she went out and worked and provided for the family, because in those days, somebody with polio wasn't hired. You didn't hire the handicapped. You couldn't care less about hiring the handicapped. My dad stayed home and was a parent at home, and my mother went out to work. But they were always, she was always caring for him. And he had been an electrical engineer before he'd gotten polio, and he, my mother would listen, and he could tell her how to fix things. And she would just listen and do it. And after he died, she didn't know, and she always let him pick her clothes, and when they would drive in a car, she would be behind the wheel, but he would be telling her where to stop, how to stop, slow down, get into the corner, and she almost couldn't drive when he died, like 27 years later, 28 years later. Because she had sublimated all of her own, or what I always figured were her own, wishes for things, and just lovingly said, okay, you're maybe not the man of the house because you don't provide, but you are the center of our whole family's universe. And they were always, I never heard them fight. I never heard an angry word between them. Once I heard my dad get upset and say he's never going to have another sober day in his life because he got angry about something. I don't even know what it was. My mother doesn't even remember the incident, so I tried to ask her about it. But short of that one time when I was maybe in fourth or fifth grade, they were always loving, caring, concerned, thoughtful to each other.
Okay. Okay, now let's take a look at Dad. The way Dad related with Mom. The Dad's relationship with Mom is. Okay, going over this list, what do you notice? Bob?
My father put my mother on a pedestal because she was the most wonderful creature God ever created. He fulfilled every wish, every opportunity. She did no wrong. He never ever disagreed with her, except on rare occasions, and only in extreme situations. And yet he was the man of the house. And she seemed to make most of the decisions because he was the man of the house. Very successful in business, and as far as I was concerned, he wasn't probably the day. But my mother deferred to her. I didn't say what how my mother treated my father before I had the opportunity, but my mother pissed my father down. Occasionally, I don't like that much. But they've been lifelong partners, and I have no doubt in my mind they love each other from day to night until for this part. But it was really clear in my mind how she could put him down and still think he was the man of the house, and how he could take it and still be the man of the house.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Todd?
This is kind of like the same. And that was, not that I do these things myself, but just kind of see some of these things myself. Well, okay. All right, anyway.
Now that we know you don't do these things, what do they do? Of course not, Dad.
No, he didn't communicate very well. And a lot of this stuff kind of relates to how I communicated to me and my brothers and sisters also. Basically ordered her around a lot, belittled her, insulted her. I saw him hit her one time, it was Christmas Day when he was really young, and kind of freaking out that I didn't let her. And he didn't verbally communicate much at all, really. He seemed always grouchy, kind of cold. Sometimes he seemed not to want around, not to like her at all. He just kind of tolerated. And mostly criticized, whenever he spoke, he was criticizing or just attacking her. A lot of negative communication. But one thing that was kind of strange is that he would, supply her with material things occasionally, just to, I don't know, to keep around or keep her happy or satisfy her in some strange way or something. Basically, buy her a car every couple of years. It was pretty negative in the way he treated her. It wasn't very positive at all.
Okay. Okay. Joy?
My dad was a very quiet and thoughtful, very caring person. He did a lot for my mother in giving her all the latest new things, buying her nice things, taking her nice places, everything she had. He never stood up to her. I don't ever remember him being in charge. I don't remember him ever making decisions. He let her do all that, kind of let her do her own thing. But after I wrote all that, the last thing that I remember, and probably the most significant thing I remember about my father, was he was very good to me. And that always impressed me, just how good he was to me. He knew my mother very well, I mean, she was a good person. And I always knew what happened to me with my mother, so I was also my mother.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Huh?
My father, this was on the day before women's liberation, he expected my mother to cook, clean, wash clothes, take the kids to school, etc. I mean, it was expected. And I put on here, he hoped for some affection once a month or so, whether he needed it or not. Wasn't too much of that. He never took her anywhere, he complained all the time, and he constantly accused her of things. It's pretty much a bad relationship. A lot of yelling and screaming.
Okay.